opportunity for those barriers to be ever overcome. An internet-based school of Byzantine chant. And so it's through Yanukakis, who's in Pittsburgh. He's a professor at the University of Pittsburgh, and so they've created this American Society of Byzantine Music and Hymnology. I'm trying to find out more about it. I sent him an email. I haven't heard back. But I think what they're going to be doing is both live broadcasts of essentially what we do, but then also they'll put them on so you can watch them later, essentially, you know, so live and not live, you know, like a archived type of thing, you know what I mean, where they keep the lessons. Presumably him. Yanukakis. No. Kitsadzis is in Greece. They've got a really good program there, though, you know, and out of Pittsburgh, that they really know what they're doing. So it's not. So I would, if it's good, and you guys have the appetite or the time to see some of those, it's probably worth the trouble. You hand that back to Costa. Do you want one? You have yours? You have yours? You want one, Neil? Okay. Do you guys want to do that, or do you do exercises first to get into it? Let's do exercises first, and then we can do. So it's the exercises from the printout that I sent around last week. You have that? Askesis. You have that? Yeah. Okay. Do you want one, Bella? Niño. Do you have it, Costa? Okay, so we'll do some of these first. So the first exercise is 2/4 time, right? 2 beats per measure. Ni ni pavu gadi di gavu pani. 1, 2. Ni ni pa pa vu vu ga ga di di ke ke zo zo ni 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 zo zo ke ke di di ga ga vu vu pa pa ni ni. Okay, easy. Number 2. Ready, Neil? Ni, 1, 2. Ni, pa, vu, ga, di, ke, zo, ni, ni, zo, ke, di, ga, vu, pa, ni. Number 3. Niño, can you follow? Yeah? Okay. Ni, 1, 2. Ni pa vu pa vu ga di di ke di ga vu pa ni pa 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 vu ga di ke ke zo ke di di ke zo ni ni. Did you get it? What about you? Where was the problem? So it's 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It doesn't vary. The rhythm doesn't vary throughout. Did you have this? Okay. Number 3 again. Ni, ni, pa, vu, pa, vu, ga, di, di, ke, di, ga, vu, pa, ni, pa, 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 vu, ga,
δηλαδή και ζω και δίδει και ζω νύνι.
You okay, Bella? Got it that time? You got it, Nino? You guys good?
Ni number four. Ni pavuga di ke di di ke di ga bu ga di ga bu bu ga di di ga bu pa pa ni pa bu pa ni zo ni ni.
You good, Bella? So these aren't hard, but they require that you know what's directly above and below. They're only one step up and one step down, right? Number five. That's why I just think we do as many of these as we can, and that way you develop more ease, you know, going up and down the scale. Number five.
Ni pa vu ga vu pa ni pa vu ga di ke di ga vu vu pa vu ga di ga vu pa pa vu ga di ga vu pa ni ni.
Got it, Nino? Yeah, you can follow, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Suck a little bit of air. Actually, what it means is cut your voice off. But if you're not singing out, you should be breathing in so you have it available for later, right? Well, you know, there, yeah, so you cut the apostrophos that goes before the stavroudaki. You cut it just a little bit short to, you know, to take a quick. Now, let me just say that when there's no crosses anywhere in a piece, right, what do? You never breathe?
No.
You try to make it all the way to the end? So that's one way. Breathe at commas in periods. What typically happens at commas in periods? So what do we see at commas in periods? There's usually a klasma or an apli. It gives you an extra beat on a comma in a period. That's how the pieces are written, to give you an extra beat where the thought naturally concludes. You know what I mean? At commas and periods. And so we cut the klasma short, the extra beat that they give us, we cut it, instead of two beats, we give it one and a half and we breathe, right? And the other thing to note, I guess, that now that we're talking about it is, we don't, when we breathe subtly, right? Probably not, right? Right. So we breathe, you know, quietly, because especially if you're doing pieces alone, because you probably got a mic right in front of you. And the other thing is where you are singing with other people, hopefully we can, you know, breathe together, but again, quietly. If you're holding isokratima with other people, you want to try to stagger your, right? If there's multiple people singing isokratima, then the isokrates, you should try to stagger your breathing so you don't cut the notes off, you know, all at the same time and then all come back in at the same time, or you just kind of have a feel. Yeah, you have a feel for it and, you know.
Come along. You carry it out there to get through that, because more of them have chanting.
So,
and then when he's chanting, you can stop.
That's the moment. My question is, if you're chanting and you're holding his one,
uh-huh.
If you pause Should I hold the Eson through your pods, or should I pods with you?
That's actually a good question. So what we would typically do is... you hear it both ways. Hey, how are you? You hear it both ways. Or you could sit there next to... She doesn't have cooties either. Okay. It's a matter of style. Some directors, Agelopoulos, likes a cut ison. You know what I mean? So when I took a breath, the Isokratima took a breath also. You know, some like the Isokratima to go through the pauses because it gives you the relative baseline from which to jump off later. You know what I mean? Sometimes if the person holding the ison is stronger musically than the person singing, which happens occasionally, you essentially move the ison to tell the other person where the melody is going. You know, you kind of play it by ear. But especially if there's an interval, in other words, you're moving up more than just a little bit, or staying, you know, you could, obviously after the break, you could stay on the same note, you could go up one, go down, go up five. And if you know that it's going to be an interval, a big interval, like for instance, a lot of times in Plagal of the First, we go from pa all the way to ke. That's a pentachord, you know, that's a lot of notes to cover, and it's really important that you hit the... And so, the Socrates, or maybe one, will kind of guide a little bit, you know what I mean? So there's some flexibility in whether the Socratima should go through or stop. So what we're... Do you guys know Andy Sathopoulos? Yeah. Yeah, you guys do, right? Okay. So do you know my brother Lefteri? Andy? And you know my girls, right? My daughter's good. So what we were doing is some exercises on using the Byzantine notation. Since it's your first time here, you'll just kinda listen and see what you think. But so just as a review, we'll go around and you say one interesting fact about Byzantine music that will help get our newest member kind of situated. Okay, John, go ahead. You're up. Give me one fact about Byzantine music that we've talked about.
The starting pitch is relative to the same ability, so the need that you can start on isn't necessarily always the same.
Right. So it's relative, not necessarily to ability, but the strength, the center of your voice, whether you're a baritone or an alto if you're a woman, or a soprano or whatever, you know, it's relative, right? Michael, leje.
All of the symbols, which is not the right word, is
neumes? Neumes, symbols, it's okay.
Also relative, so...
Right. So each of these symbols tell us to go up or down from the previous note, rather than when we look at the staff and you see, you know, the note right in the middle of the staff, and we know that it's a... What's in the middle of the staff, Carissa? Is it like an A? A B? Is it B right in the middle? Okay. So these tell us to go up and down from where we were. You know, if you're already going 20 miles an hour and you step on the accelerator, you move up, and you step on the brake, you go down. But you were already going 20. And so we know what the pitch height was from before, from where we started, and we either go up or we go down from there. It's not, you can't pick up the piece and pick up in the middle and start singing it, because you don't know where you were. Whereas in Western music, you can. Okay, Lefteri.
There are two parts. There's a part where it's the melody, and then there's also a part that is called the ison. The melody is, as we see here, the cymbals, and then the ison is a bass, depending on what tone we're in, that is within the notes of that tone of the melody. So there are two parts.
Right. So we have a the melodic line, and then what we call the ison or the isokratima, which is essentially a drone note that sounds good with the melody in that range. And so if the melody is operating in a certain range, then the writer of the piece picks an ison that sounds, I hate to say harmony because... Yeah, complementary. But it's often a harmonic sounding, you know, ison. Okay? So in Western, we know that everything on the scale has to be able to be played on a piano, right? Whole note or half note. Here we have scales. So the intervals, if you look at a scale from C to C, low C to high C, that's divisible. According to Pythagoras, it's divisible into 72 little intervals, microtones that we call them. Moria in Greek. Moria means an increment. So 72 microtones. And obviously 72 is divisible into 12s and 6s, right? But in Byzantine music, we have intervals other than just 12s and 6s. And so we sing in a way that cannot be replicated on a piano because of the different intervals in the notes. So we have intervals of 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 20. Is that it? Yeah. So right, that's why we say that Byzantine music is exclusively a vocal music. It's not, there's no instruments involved, and even the machine that you see there that we don't ever use, it's got an adjustable tuner that essentially operates the same way as pulling your finger up on the string of a violin as you're playing, right? You know, it's like that. And so you can, it changes the pitch height. And then the notes that are on there already have the special intervals built in, you know, yeah. The isokratima machine?
Well, of course.
It's called an isokratis. But
would be surprised if it made a chime.
I haven't turned it on in a while, so I wonder if it even works.
I would be surprised.
It may have parts once a chime, but the other end is I really would want one, but they just. I guess you have to be familiar with it.
Some of the more modern options.
Oh, well, can't get
But I wanted you guys to hear what it sounded like.
It's okay.
We don't really use it, and therefore, you know, we don't need it. If you're singing alone, no, I know how to use it, but the problem is that if you use that machine, you have to essentially pick a scale and use it. So where you sing a hymn that is on a bass of fa, and incidentally, what something that no one has mentioned is the names of the notes are obviously different. You know, you have C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, right, in Western music. And so we say, ni, fa, vu, ga, vi, ke, zo, ni, which I'll give you some stuff if you want. But so if you sing a hymn that's on a bass of fa, and you're using that to hold your fa, right? Nanan so son kiri eton laon su. And then the next hymn, which often happens, say, is like ti permajo. Pabugadi digabupanim. Ti permajo stratigota. You can't start, you can't have somebody start singing higher than that. You gotta choose, they've gotta sing ti permajo on ni, as if it were lower than pa, which it naturally is, right? But people can't choose whatever they want, anywhere they want to start singing if you're using a machine. If it's completely vocal, isokratima, then you just move it, right? If I say, if I'm a tenor and I'm like, so son kiri eton laon su, kevlo yison tingliranomi ansu, and then somebody else is much lower voice than I am and really wants to sing ti permajo on ni or lower sometimes, you know, people choose a ni equivalent. That's why we say it's relative. A ni equivalent, maybe that's even lower than low C would be on a piano. Ti permajo strati. You could do that and adjust. Everybody adjusts because they know what the ni is. If you're using the machine, you're sitting there fiddling with a thing. And it's more distracting than anything, and so that's why.
Although I was at a service at St. Nicholas in Flushing for Holy Week, and the chanter, this church was packed with arguments for Holy Week, and there was one chanter, not two or three or ten, there was just one person at the chanter stand, and at the chief, and it sounded perfect, because of course he was the only one.
He's the only one. He could go up and down, right? He adjusts the pitch height to have, you know, it essentially on the center of his, and he, and the chanter's not even that good there. And I've,
well,
I've been there in Holy Week. Yeah. What's that? Your turn.
So I should thank you.
Okay, well, now you put yourself on the spot.
It's a corollary to what Michael just said about how this music is designed for vocal, not instrumental playing. Byzantine chant is also completely devoted to the divine. And that in its expression, in the way we chant it, it expresses divine thoughts and goodness. So everything we do should be divine. It's entirely designed to address the mystical. Its entire purpose.
True. That's right. There's Byzantine music is written exclusively. There's no secular purpose for Byzantine music. Whereas Western music, obviously, we hear sounds, composers hear sounds in Western secular music. They try to replicate those sounds in music that's used in worship, and therefore you get foreign sounding concepts in our church services sometimes. Do you have a CD on there?
No. It's an attachment, which I didn't bring.
Okay, all right, it's okay. I was going to play something for you guys, so. Huh? A CD player?
Oh, yeah, a CD.
Right. A CD.
I have lots of. Lots of Byzantine music.
Oh, no. It was something that I wanted to show you, that I wanted to play for you, that is not very Byzantine sound. Actually, you know what? Do you guys mind if I play it real quick? Just to kind of, because they have a CD, there's a CD player in the back.
It's like an American choral group.
So what do you guys think about this?
Band.
It sounds like a Christmas
song. So that's what I mean. You take a foreign, you hear, your ear gets used to secular Western music, and you try to write something interesting. This is worship. Hold on, I'm going to put in one more thing. Everybody know what Dei Sovikon is? Vefte proskinisomen ke prokam let us worship and bow down. Right? Okay, listen to this.
John said, it really make you want to bow down.
This is Greek. Vefte proskinisomen, vre? I don't know, but.
I think that
anyway.
The fundamental difference to me is I can take Byzantine chant and I can put it in the background, and it doesn't interfere with prayer. You know, Byzantine chant.
It evokes prayer.
The heart of prayer. Yeah. It evokes prayer.
Right.
That I would find very distracting.
I agree. The other thing is that, look, when it's done in a traditional way, you can go to any one of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of churches around the world, right? And you're going to hear the same thing on the same night. Tomorrow night, whether you're here in the United States, traditional churches obviously, or in Greece, or in Australia, or in Turkey, or in the Middle East, or, you know, you're going to hear, Ανοίξω το στόμα μου και πληρωθήσετε πνεύματος. Not, Ανοίξω, δεύτε προσκυνήσομεν. So we've been making fun of that for a while now, and so my... Anyway. So, all right. Let's do exercise number 6, and then I want to do Di Peramapo. 1, 2. Ni pa vu vu ga vu pa pa vu ga di di ke di ga vu ga di ke zo ni zo ke di ke zo ni pa ni zo ni 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 zo ke di ga di ke ke zo ke di ga vu ga di di ke di ga vu pa vu ga ga di ga vu pa ni zo ni ni. Easy, right? Low zo. Yeah. Easy? You could do it pretty much? Okay. Okay. So, get this out. Now that everybody's warmed up and moving up and down the scale. Everyone remember Gorgon or not? Yep, you are pretty much right. So, we have... So, this is the first, in the second line of Di Peramapo, this is what we see. Anison, kedimata, oligon, with a gorgon on top, right? And so we said that the gorgon goes with the kedimata, and it equals that... Right? It goes like that. And the gorgon affects what two notes? The one, this one and the one before. Okay? So this is one half. This is one half. This is one beat. So normally in Byzantine notation, every symbol gets one beat. You know, it's not, you don't have to pay attention whether it's a blank in the middle or darkened in or, you know, got a... Right, how many... Yeah, right, all of that stuff. It's one symbol, one beat. Unless you see little things that, like a gorga. So the gorgone goes half, half, one. Okay? And then we see apostrophos iporoi with a... Apostrophos iporoi with a gorgon on top equals apostrophos. The iporoi is like two apostrophe. So down one, down another one, down another one. The iporoi is like these two. Okay? So the gorgon goes on this one. On the first apostrophos. And so it affects what? This one and that one. Okay, and that one's whole. One half, one half, one. Right? So the paralagi, the other thing that will tell you, Andrea, is that when we learn hymns in Byzantine music, we don't sing it with the words right away. We sing it saying the names of the notes and also the pitch height where it should be. And so that's why that's what you heard earlier when we're ni pa vu ga di. So you were attributing the pitch height to the name of the note. Yeah, like do, like singing do re mi. Yeah. Here, hand that back to there. So listen to the parala yi through the second line.
Ni 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 pa 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 vu ni pa vu vu ga di ga vu pa vu ni 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 pa pa.
Okay, that's through the martiria, but it's really that that cluster that has this stuff that's hard, right? And we did that a lot last week, but did it? Did anybody look at it? Did it become easier, harder? Did you forget what we talked about?
Didn't become harder.
That's good. Okay. So this is, I mean, this is really just the breakdown that you have to remember on those. And that line is repeated again, or that, that little melodic pattern is repeated in the third line. So let's just do it, and if you trip up, then you know we'll keep going. I mean, we'll, you know, you just jump back in when you in the second line, that third symbol, the varia, this thing that's kind of darkened like that, right? It means that
di ri ya ri
varia means with emphasis
ri ya.
So but you can ignore it for purposes of paralayi because it doesn't really add anything, but you see that symbol and I don't want it to throw anybody off. Okay, ready?
Ni 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 pa 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 vu ni pa vu vu ga di ga vu pa vu ni 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 pa 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 vu ni pa vu vu ga di ga vu pa vu vu ga di 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 ga ga di di pa vu ga vu pa ni pa vu ni.
So I heard everybody drop off there, so let's draw that out. So you guys got lost at the fourth line there, right? So we have what looks like an oligon, and it's got an ison and kedimata next to it, and the kedimata have that on top, right? The gorgon on top, and it's got a that, but we can ignore that. So that equals.
Yoligon means nothing.
Yoligon means nothing, and you have that. That and that. Okay. So that you ignore the oligon. And actually I should have drawn more so we can explain more. Yes? And we connect these. This just means connected vocally. Just what do you call it in Western music? A tie. Bridge tie. Okay. So
ni pa vu vu ga di 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 ga di di ga di di.
If it's tied with an ifen, if it's tied with an ifen, you say it once. Here you, yeah. It doesn't really make a difference when you're singing it with the words, right? So, because it's a continuation of the same syllable, that's the use of the tie, is the continuation of the syllable. So it doesn't matter. Okay, so then you have, so that's that. Then you have this, okay, then you have that symbol. That means three notes down. So from V, here on this note, we're on a V. We see that this and we go to Ba. Vi, vi ga bu pa, pa bu ga. And not only that, but you saw, you see this symbol and then the kedimata with a gorgon. Oh yeah, oh I see what you're saying, I'm sorry, huh? Yeah, it, nah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I like to put them on top, but it's okay. So half, right? Half. And then you have a whole note that's a olivon after that. And then you have a the next combination symbol, which is the Sinechias elafron, the continuous elafron. And it looks, okay, so then we have that. Actually, that's not bad. It's kind of hard to draw without this being. Yes?
That's just the east one. So we have that symbol. And that equals that, and that. It equals three apostrophe with a gorgon where? The pa, pa, the gabu pa, pa, bu, gabu, pa, ni. Bupani. And then after that you have this again, right? Bupani pabuni, right after the in here. So the apostrophos plus the sinechias elafron, tan, half, whole.
Okay, so listen. Starting at the martiria in the third line. Nini pabu bugadi di gagadi di pabu gabu pani pabu ni. So there's gorga in there. There's three essentially. There's one that goes with the polis and then li the is. Has a gorgon, and then the theo, the o, because it's a sinechias elafron, it's got gorga. So it requires tan 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 tan. You know, it moving on the notes. It's not, we're not pausing there. Questions?
What's a sinechias
elafron? It's this symbol right here. Shows up next to each other. Shows up right there. See? The apostrophos plus the elafron is called sinechias elafron. Okay? So, do you guys want to say it with me? Mi pavu at the martiria on the third line. Vu vu ga di ga ga di di. Pabuga bupani pabuga. You guys got it? Okay, what's the, what part don't you get? Huh? So we always start when we're doing hard sections, we go martiria to martiria, in case you guys haven't noticed. Okay. Vugadi di di gagadi di babuga bupani babuni. Huh? Because it's, oh, okay, so here.
See, when we gotta count. Watch.
Ga di 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 ga ga di di ba bu ga bu pa ni pa bu di.
Hold up. One, two.
Yeah, the gorgon is hard to figure out because it goes before. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Up with the flutter, right. So, okay, so the pull, right? Pull, dun, 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 dun. It goes ison, up one, ison. Dun, 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 dun. Half, half full, half, half full. Right, so we go, ni pa bu. Full, 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 half, half, full, half, half, full, half, half, full, 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 one, two. Kind of hard, right? This is the hardest, the gorga is the hardest part of Byzantine music. Literally, you know, the gorga. And sometime later you'll get occasional the gorga, which split it into three, you know. Yeah. Fe, fe, e, fe, o, tan, 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 huh? The, no, su is full. Su is full because the gorgon goes with the kendimata and the note before. Right, so the su is a full note. Fe o, fe, fe, half, half, o, fe o, yeah. Okay, listen all the way through. Listen all the way through. Ni, 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 pa, pa. Are you watching, buddy? Lepe. Ni, 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 pa, 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 bu, ni, pa, bu, bu, ga, di, ga, bu, pa, bu. Ni, 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 pa, 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 bu, ni, pa, bu, bu, ga, di, ga, bu, pa, bu. Bu ga di 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 ga ga di di pa bu ga bu pa ni pa bu ni 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 pa pa pa. Did you say bu? At the martiria on the fourth line, ni 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 pa pa. Pa, pa, vu, ni, pa, vu, vu, ga, di, ga,
di ga bu pa bu ga bu pa ni di ni zo ke di ke di ga bu pa ga bu pa ni zo ke zo ni.
So, okay. The next to the last line, actually the next to the last full line, has a sequence in there that's hard, because it's got a apostrophos. Συνεχές ελαφρών. With the kedimata and the gorgon and the oligon after that. So I'll put it up in just a sec here. So you guys see that? It's right here? Where it say
Kindi nipabu ekpandion me kindi non eleferoson nipabu vugadi vidi vidi gabu pabu gabu pani vidi gabu pabu gabu pani vidi gabu pabu ga.
See, because the synechias elafron is this, right? So we have, so that equals this. This sequence here. Yeah, they're half notes. So that one, if you get that one, then you got it. Then you got counting in Byzantine music. If you get that line right there, you've got counting in Byzantine music.
Is the betasti with ison on top of it?
Okay, so betasti with an ison on top of it.
Same note, but stay on the same note, but do a little petasti on it.
Yes. Okay. Is that how I've been singing it?
Yes.
So this is how you would sing it with the words. Starting at the ni, martyria, fourth line, ni.
Allos echusa to kratos aprosmachiton ekpandion me κινδύνων ελευθερώσον, κινδύνων.
So the operative symbol there is the ison, it's not the petasti. So I keep telling you guys, we read from the bottom up. We read from the bottom up, except where we don't.
Would you sing the whole thing with the words?
Sure. Who can hold ison on this? No, you can't. Because the ison moves. Can you see the ison? See the ison moving? Watch. Hold on. Let's do ison real quick.
No, it's too low. And then it goes na 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 zoke na 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 following John? Na 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 na. Is that? I don't think. Hold on, I'm trying to figure out if they did. They did put a ga in there as an isokratima, because there, let me tell you guys what the theory is, and anybody who gets it gets a candy bar. That's a zo. It's a zo flat, and right, yeah. Above it, it says ga, but the note that we're singing there. Inakra zo si zo. So it's zo flat. Zo flat, if you take 30 moria down, it's ga. Perfect tetrachord, harmonic sound. That's why they put a ga there. I wouldn't move it to ga there. Huh? What? 34 moria and a zo flat? Is that right, doctor? On a zo flat? That's a zo natural, my friend. That's the diatonic scale. Zo flat. Zo flat. Hmm? Moria, microtones. Zo flat. That's why they put the little flat sign there. And the ga is a perfect tetrachord away. And so they think it's a nice harmonic sound there, you know? Because the difference between, incidentally, since we're talking about, maybe, yeah, it's pretty low, right? Yeah, but the way that we were doing the isokratima, it was all below the knee. Na 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 di na. What was our note? Do you remember our note? Because we got off to talking. No. I mean pitch height wise. If anybody still. Di di ga vu pa ni na. Na, that's the. I can't even go that low. Huh? Tilas? Is that cool? Oh. Yeah. So incidentally, if we look at the scale, since we're talking about isokratima, looking at the scale that Gus just pulled out, this is sung on ni, right? Huh? The distance is here, 12, 10, 8, 12, 12, 10, down below is where we're doing the isokratima here, right? And so the reason I drew these up here is so you guys can transfer them down here. The distance between ni and zo? eight. Yeah, good guess. 12. So, how many is that? 30. How many is that? 30. How many is this? 30. How many is
this, 30. Sense a pattern here? So when we're on knee, a lot of times the Isokratima will drop a perfect tetrachord. Tetrachord, because how many notes are we talking about? One, two, three, four. Right? It's a perfect fourth in Western music. Tetrachord, right? Yeah. So we have 30, 30, 30. And what does a 30 sound like? Nah. Always, anywhere in the scale, it sounds like that. Nah. That's the distance. You know, in a perfect... Okay? So that's the distance. That's why we always use 30. That's why they... you guys want to go see Anastasia? She's here. You guys can go see. So that's why they use 30, because it's an easy one to do. It's an easy Sokratima interval. Nam nin vin ni zo ke vi ni vi ni zo ke vi ni vi ni pa ni vi ni ke vi ke I was sharp ke vi. What's up? How are you?
This would also work if you went.
Happened to your hair? Oh, it's all flattened out today. So tell me, so as our guest instructor, why don't you lend some pearls of wisdom here? Come on.
It's taken me 25 years to learn something.
Hold on, Krisanti, come here. Come here. Listen, Isokratima. She's going to do the Isokratima, and I'll sing Di Paramaho.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
This is Isokratima, huh?
Di Paramaho Stratigo Tanikiti τον δίνον ευχαριστήρια αναγράφος υπό λύσου Θεό το κράτος απροσμάχητον εκ παντίον με κινδύνων ελευθερώσον ειν ακράζωσι χαίρεν
It's a hard Isokratima, that's why.
I've never heard a Kotozoa before.
Right. So.
Or Kev, then.
So what would a more traditional Isokratima be? Just between V and Ni?
And Pa.
And Pa.
And then high Ni, V.
High V.
Well, I mean.
You could be low V, though, right? Yeah, so when it goes up, to, on the last line there. Then the Isokratima might be. On high V instead of low V. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Nice to see you all.
What? Oh yeah, you could have that one. So, anyway. Questions?
So just to make sure I understood, you're saying that the isone would be even at 30 microtons.
Well, the iso, a traditional, a good isokratima is good because it sounds good. 30 microtones sounds good. That's why we use it. It's also the easiest to do because it's a perfect fourth, right?
Right.
It's a perfect fourth, and so it's easy to do. So when we're singing,
Naam ni peraia theotokes osonimas, naam polis innehomenos pirasmis, prosekata fevo sotirian epiziton, she goes, naam niga.
That's 30, you know, and so it's very, very, very traditional that we use 30. And so in the theory of isokratima, it's important that we keep that in mind because it tells us where the isokratima should be. If we're operating up in this tetrachord up here, the isokratima is here. If we're operating in a tone that goes between mi and ga, the isokratima is on mi. If we're operating on plagal of the fourth that has ni as its base, the isokratima goes between ni and di, like on this piece. And so, because it's easy to do, it's one note at a time is easy to do. A perfect tetrachord is easy to do. You know, that's why they use isokratimata. That's why they write them in that way. But there's more, you know, you'll get that later. You know, I can sit here and tell you, but, you know, you'll get it. You'll get a feel for it, yeah. And obviously, like, Carissa and Chrysanthi are more musically talented than me, and so they can do it a lot more naturally than I can. I had to understand, oh, I get it now. That's why when it's on, you know, this tone, we hold the isokratima here, because it's that perfect fourth and da-da-da-da-da. But this will give you at least some baseline knowledge from which to then develop your ear better on actual isokratima. So next time, well, I'll email you guys what we'll do, but it'll be more stuff like this. Yeah, because the choir is going to start now. Thank you, princess. Yeah, what are you guys going to chant? Thank you.